Up next, we're going to hear about the political life of Frank Denholm. State flags are flying half-staff in his honor today. He died in Brookings at the age of 92. He represented South Dakota in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1971 to 75. Historian and author John Lauck interviewed Frank Denholm just a few months ago. I sat down with John to talk about the man many say South Dakota has forgotten.
Well, I've been working on an article about the 1970s in South Dakota and the political scene in South Dakota during the 70s. And I thought the ideal person to talk to about this would be Frank Denholm, since he was in the middle of all these battles. But he, unfortunately, has been forgotten, and he did not leave behind any papers and an archive or many records. So it was not easy to understand his career and his history and his background. So one day I just tracked him down and set a date and drove up to Brookings and sat down with him in his house overlooking Edgebrook Golf Course there on the south side of Sioux Falls. And he was 92 at the time. He was definitely getting old. He was had an oxygen tank, but he was very sharp. And we talked a lot about the old battles of the 1970s and his role in South Dakota politics.
It's going to be difficult to put, we could do a whole extended segment on the politics of 1970s, but tell me why, you know, some of the highlights of that make it such an interesting time for you.
Well, in 1970, against the grain of South Dakota history, the Democrats had a major sweep of those midterm elections, and they won the governorship for only the fourth time in South Dakota history, electing Dick Knipe. He was the last Democratic governor, and they elected a West River congressman, which is very shocking when you think about how conservative West River, South Dakota is, and they elected the East River congressman. This is back when we had two districts, and that East River congressman was Frank Denholm, who was an attorney in Brookings, who grew up in Day County and had been around Day County and Brookings County most of his life. And all of a sudden, Frank Denholm finds himself in Congress during some very difficult times for the Republic in terms of the fall of Nixon and inflation and wars in the Middle East. And so he was in Washington for some very interesting times.
What kind of campaign did he run?
Frank Denholm's 1970 campaign was aided to a certain extent by the George McGovern machine, which had been built up in South Dakota starting in the late 50s, but really taking hold in the 1960s. And all Democrats then relied on the organizational work of the McGovern office. The state party was fairly weak, was not able to send a lot of resources Frank Denholm's way. But a staffer or two who was connected to McGovern helped him out. The Republicans did not run the best candidate, and it was a bad year overall for Republicans in South Dakota. And so Frank won the race.
And what was his time in Congress like? You said it was a sort of a tumultuous time for the country. What was it like for him personally?
Well, Frank was very much a kind of nuts and bolts South Dakota congressman. And I think his two most prominent issues that he worked on the entire time he was there was the REA, or the Rural Electrification Administration, which had done much to bring electricity to rural areas in South Dakota. And Nixon had tried to cut that program when he got elected in 1968. So Frank kind of led the charge to help the REA, so to speak. And the other issue he worked on a great deal was water, and bringing water out of the Missouri River into irrigation projects in the Jim River Valley. Now, that was seen as a popular effort in the late 60s and early 70s, but later on in the later 1970s, this irrigation plan called the WAHI became very controversial, and a lot of the support that was there in the beginning faded away. But when Frank was there, it was still a popular program, and so that's what he worked on. I think when I interviewed him last fall, he still remembered very fondly those battles in the Ag Committee. So it was a very typical work for a South Dakota congressman.
Sure. And he was defeated by Larry Pressler in 1974. Is that correct?
Yes. In another very strange political twist, Frank Denholm lost his seat in 1974. Now, you may think at first, well, that's not shocking given South Dakota has these strong Republican leanings. But in 1974, the Republicans nationally were completely clobbered. The fall of 1974 is when Nixon resigned and had to fly away in the helicopter off the White House lawn. We've all seen this scene a million times. That happened 8 weeks before the actual election. And the Democrats went on to win a huge victory that fall in terms of congressional elections. But the one Democrat in the entire country who was an incumbent who lost his seat was Frank Denholm here in South Dakota. Frank told me the story about his meetings with Larry Pressler prior to the election, and he thought, you know, there was talk of him hiring Larry Pressler to work on his staff, which clearly he should have done because Larry decided to come back to South Dakota and run against him and actually won.
Did Denholm have any sense that he would have liked to stay a little bit longer? Did he have a sense of unfinished business, or was he satisfied with his time in Washington?
No, I think he wanted to keep going. He was very surprised, I think, that he lost in 1974. And he did try and make a comeback in 1978. He tried to win the East River congressional seat again. But that year, another young upstart got into the race for the Democrats by the name of Tom Daschle. And so Frank Denholm ended up in a primary against Tom Daschle in June of 1978. And Denholm lost that primary to Tom Daschle, who I think worked a lot harder. And I think Denholm certainly recognized that. I think Denholm thought he might be able to get in based on his previous name recognition and experience, but it was not to be, and so he was defeated, and he basically, after that, focused on his law practice in Brookings for the rest of his life.
He came home to South Dakota and stayed.
He did.
And when you talked to him, were there interesting things that he said about South Dakota politics and his opinions of things? Did he continue to be engaged in that process intellectually?
Yes, he was very much paying attention to what's happening in politics. And, you know, he talked a lot about some of the behind-the-scenes things that went on back in the 70s that people back then may have not known about, but they're starting to become more and more clear as the people reflect and write about the 70s and talk about their experiences. But the thing that struck me the most is all the conflict that developed between Denholm and the McGovern forces, because McGovern was obviously the main leader of the Democrats in South Dakota, and it's still a beloved figure these days. But back then, he was kind of the captain of the ship, and some of the McGovern staffers were not very enthused about Frank Denholm because he called himself an old-time Harry Truman Democrat. He was semi-moderate or maybe even a little conservative. He had a stint where he served in the FBI, and he was a Hoover man and very much admired Hoover. And, of course, there was great conflict between J. Edgar Hoover and McGovern. And also, Denholm was very turned off by what happened at the 1968 Democratic Convention and I think blamed McGovern for some of what went on there in terms of the protests, et cetera. So friction developed between those two, and I don't think McGovern's operation was all that helpful to Denholm in certain cases. So that was a bit of friction that developed on the Democratic side that, you know, as Frank said, that you just can't allow that to happen if you're going to be successful here. If you're going to be a Democrat in South Dakota politics, you need to work together and cooperate and not feud among yourselves.
Mm-hmm. On the day of his funeral, how do you think he would want to be remembered?
I think he wants to be remembered as a young man in South Dakota who made it the old-fashioned way. He never had a great deal of money, and his family wasn't very prominent, but he worked his way up. He worked his way through SDSU, and he worked his way through law school, and you know, he built his own legal practice, and he, through hard work, got himself elected to Congress. And I think that's the legacy he reflected upon last fall, and I think that's how he'd like to be thought of today.
John, thank you for helping us remember him today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for taking the time, Lori.
That was John Lauck, author and historian. He was talking about Frank Denholm. The funeral for Frank Denholm was this morning.